Before I read, I'm grateful to be here. I appreciate the invitation to come these nights, be a part of the meeting. Appreciate Brother Toby Powers inviting us to come. Appreciate you as a church permitting us to come. Appreciate the Lord giving us traveling mercy and grace and health and strength and allowing us to be here in the services. I hope the Lord's used us in some way to be a help to you and a blessing. That was our desire. I hope you can forget everything I said and remember everything the Lord said through me.
Amen.
And I trust the Lord will help us
in
the days to come. And so I appreciate your prayers,
yes,
your love gifts, everything you've done for us, every kind word, every prayer you prayed for us, and everything you've done to help us, anything you've done to try to make our journey a little easier. I appreciate
it.
I thank you for it. And I'm glad our labor is not in vain.
Amen.
In the Lord.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
God doesn't forget what we do.
Right.
And I appreciate that. So thank you and pray for us as we go down the road and other places the Lord might help us.
Amen.
And use us for His glory. Joshua chapter 4 and verse number 15. The Bible said, "And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Command the priest that bear the ark of the testimony, that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priest, saying, Come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place, and flowed over all his banks as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho." Let us pray. Father, I thank you tonight for the privilege to bow in your presence, Lord. You've been gracious and merciful to us, and I thank you for it. I don't deserve your love tonight, Lord. I don't deserve your mercy, your grace. I don't deserve even the privilege, Lord, to be saved, or to even to bow in your presence and to call on your name. But I thank you for loving me, Lord, and I thank you for saving me. I thank you, dear Lord, for the darling Lamb of God, your darling Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that left heaven and came to this world that I might be saved. I thank you, dear Lord, for drawing me. I thank you, Lord, for the gospel, the Lord, that touched my heart. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege to bow in your presence tonight. I'd ask for help, Lord, for this hour. We need, Lord, that touch and that anointing. I pray for it tonight. I pray for that liberty. Oh, God, that sweet breath of God upon us tonight. I pray for strength on my body and on my voice tonight. I pray you'd strengthen us in the inward man and let us see your glory tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'd touch this congregation. And I pray you'd work your will in the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls here tonight. Speak to sinners. Stir the saints. Work your righteous will in every heart and life tonight. Bless this church, this pastor. Give them, Lord, the desires of their heart. Oh, God, souls for their labor. Your brother told me knowledge and wisdom as he goes in and out. God, help him, I pray. Thank you for the nights, Lord, that you bless us with. Lord, I need you again tonight. For this is, Lord, a new night and a new congregation. And I need fresh oil tonight. We're leaking vessels. But I pray you'd fill us again, that, Lord, we might bring honor and glory unto your high and holy name. Give me heavenly wisdom now. Give me spiritual insight. Oh, God, give me that knowledge and wisdom that only comes from above. Oh, help us to preach. I pray you would now. Oh, God, above everything, get glory and honor unto your high and holy name. For it is in the name of Jesus I humbly pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you for standing.
Bless him, God. Bless him.
If the Lord would touch me tonight and help me tonight, I'd like to preach on coming up. That's what the Lord spake to Joshua and said, command the priest that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Now, we read from this scripture last night and talked about the stones
right
that they took from the priest's feet as they stood in Jordan. But here tonight, the Lord said to Joshua, tell those priests that are bearing the Ark of the Covenant to come up out of Jordan. I thought about that word coming up. Of course, in these days we don't do much plowing with mules, or we don't have horses to pull our buggies. But there's been a time when that was a word used in rural Alabama and Georgia, when a fellow would want his mules or his horses, how to begin to start pulling, they'd say, come up.
Right.
I'm thankful the Lord has some things to say to us about coming up tonight.
Amen.
First of all, he did say, come up out of Jordan. I'm thankful there will be a day that God can say to his priests, his preachers, come up out of Jordan.
Hey.
Now you think about these priests that God had directed by my friend Joshua to stand in the River Jordan.
Right.
Now here are these priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant upon their shoulders. Here they are commanded to take my friend, I got this Ark of the Covenant, and walk out into the muddy river
right.
of Jordan and stand there. And Joshua said, when you do that, the Lord, thank God of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan.
Amen.
But you see, it took faith to do this. I mean, here's these priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant, and they were commanded to walk out here in the middle of this river. Now, it would have been something just to walk out into Jordan, my friend, when it was in its banks. It would have been, my friend, something great to bear this Ark of the Covenant and try to walk out in the midst of Jordan and stand, my friend, in normal circumstances.
Right, right.
But these were not normal circumstances.
Right.
And these were not normal times.
Right.
Amen. As a matter of fact, hey God, he said, you've never passed this way heretofore. Never been this direction. Never, my friend, done this. But here are these faithful priests that under the command of their leader Joshua, who is following the instruction of Almighty God, and they step, my friend, into the bank of my friend, onto the river of Jordan. Now, Jordan has overflowed its banks. And I'm supposing that this water is moving and it's rushing and it's running. Amen. Thank God. The harvest rains have caused the Jordan River to get beyond its normal banks and it's overflowed. Oh, yeah. It's swift water. But they're told, hey God, how to prepare a way for the rest of the Israelites. They have to take the first step into the muddy Jordan and its overflowed banks and try to stand. Thank God, and make a way for everybody else. Hey, I want to say to you tonight, these are not normal times, nor normal days that you and I are living in. Hey God, never before in American society, never before in this history of our time have we seen sin as rampant in our nation as it is tonight. A divorce is over 50%. Children born out of wedlock are over 50%. Hey God, and in some minorities, it's over 70%. I'm telling you, it's a day which we live in. But you see, the Lord still wants the preachers to bear the Ark of the Covenant, to take the old blessed book and step out into dangerous waters. Hallelujah. And now Joshua said, you fellows are going to go first. You take that Ark of the Covenant. And said, when you get to the brink of Jordan, he said, I want you to stand still in Jordan. Amen. And just walk out there and find you a place to stand. And just stand still in Jordan. Thank God. Pretty stuff tough to stand still when the water's moving swift. Thank God. And moving rough. I want to say,
every day. And it's a man of God. I just need to stand still. It's the day in which we live in. Hey, that changes our fast. Oh, yeah. Thank God. There's some, my friend, thank God that's here tonight. Haven't lived in horse and buggy days. And look how she's changed. It's not just the change, my friend, in technology and medicine and science. Thank God. There's a spiritual change. It's come swiftly. I want to tell you, if we go down spiritually like we went down the last few years, the next few years, we're going to be in trouble. One old preacher said this to me, Brother Pace. He said there's going to be in the next few years the time when we're going to look back to these days and talk about how good they were. God help us. I want to say how we need to stand still in the swift river, a running river of Jordan tonight. So many folks are caught up with the fads and the fashions. I'm talking about religiously now.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. How many have been swayed by different Bibles? How many have been swayed with a different message and by different methods? But God said through Joshua to these priests, just stand still in Jordan. When you get in the water, hey God, and you feel it running all around you, and the easiest thing would be to go with the flow. Hallelujah. Just stand still. Just get your place that you know it's right. And just thank God. Mark yourself and settle down. Hallelujah. Oh, to me. They were commanded to stand still in Jordan. Amen. Hallelujah. And then secondly, not only did they stand still, they stood firm. What's the Bible said in verse 17 of Joshua 3? And again in Joshua 4 and verse 3. And the Bible said their feet stood firm. Hey, thank God. You know, it's a sad day. Thank God. But there's many people today, if you hadn't heard them preach in the last 6 months, you better check up. They may have changed. There's a singing crowd. If you ain't heard them sing in 6 months, you better check up.
Amen. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
God help us. And I want to tell you, it goes the other way. Flip-flops on the other side. There's a lot of churches that's changed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sure.
Amen. God help us. I'm going with the flow. Thank God, running with the mainstream. If it feels good, do it. If the church on the hills are doing it, we're going to do it. But we need to take that old Ark of the Covenant, those commandments that God has given, and just take a firm stand in the river of Jordan. Hallelujah. I thank God. Oh, bless His name. Now it took a while for them to stand still. But when they stood still, they got to where they could stand firm.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, preacher, don't you feel the pressure of compromise? Don't you feel Jordan's waters swirling around you? Well, there's been a time I did. When I first stepped in Jordan, thank God, I felt the pull of this and that. And this and telling me, hey God, what I ought to do to have successful ministry. Hey God, but I stood still long enough until I got to standing firm. Thank God. And the water receded. And the dry ground appeared. Hallelujah. Hey. And if you don't like it tonight, amen, I'll just drive back to Alabama. Hallelujah. And not change a bit. Thank God. I don't feel the swirling waters of the Jordan no more. But I'm standing firm on dry ground. truth. I know I'm preaching right. Hallelujah. I don't mean that bustle. I'm plugging in myself tonight. But I have the truth. Hallelujah. And I just need to preach it. Thank God. And I aim to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to stand firm in Jordan.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. So they stood still. And then they stood firm. And in this chapter 4, in verse number 10, the Bible said, they stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished. Amen. That the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted and passed over. Hallelujah. They stood still and they stood firm. And they stood till everything was finished. Hallelujah. I'm in for the long haul. Are you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Can you finish? Amen. Amen. There's a whole lot that ain't finishing.
Right.
Hallelujah. But I'm glad we can finish.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Oh. I want to finish, and I want to finish, thank God, with joy.
Amen.
I don't want to go across the finish line with bitterness. Thank God, complacency. Thank God, lukewarmness. I want to finish my course with joy. Hallelujah. 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 But you say, preacher, I've heard better preachers than you, and they didn't finish. I know you have. I admit it tonight. Hallelujah. And I've looked and wondered, if they couldn't finish, how could somebody like me? And well, maybe you thought the same thing tonight. Hallelujah. I looked and read Jude, and he talked about all that apostasy. But I got to the next to the last verse in Jude, which is verse 24. And he said, get your eyes off the apostates. And he said, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. I've got somebody tonight that can help me finish and keep me from falling tonight. Amen. Now, the disciples were gathered in the room of the Last Supper, and Jesus said, one of you is going to betray me. Amen. In other words, one of you is going to fall. Amen. And they begin to say, is it I?
Right.
Amen. Knowing there was a possibility that it could be one of them that betrayed the Lord.
Right. Yeah. Right.
The Lord didn't answer. When they began to say, is it I, for a while? And Peter nudged John and said, John, you ask him.
Right.
And John said, who is it, Lord?
Bless you.
He didn't say, is it I? Amen. John wasn't worried about it. Hallelujah. He wasn't in doubt or in fear like the other disciples. And the reason why, he is leaning on his breast. Hallelujah. And you can't fall if you're leaning on his breast. Hallelujah. If you lean on his breast tonight, you'll not have to wonder about finishing tonight and standing firm and staying true. Hallelujah. You don't have to question, is it I? You can say, who is the Lord?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I don't know when we're going to finish. I don't know when the last message is going to be preached. Hallelujah. Hey. I realize there ain't too many crossing now. The majority of them that's wanting to cross looks like it's done a cross. Amen. But the Lord still got us standing, keeping away. Thank God, in case somebody wants to cross. Hallelujah. I preach meetings and preach. Thank God, and don't see many crossing. I feel bad about that sometimes. And so I talk to other preachers and other evangelists, and there ain't too many crossing either.
You're right. Amen.
Amen. Now every once in a while I run up on that crowd and it's got a whole bunch of crossing.
Yeah.
Only problem is they never can hurt them up when they get on the other side. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, they supposed to get them across Jordan, but they can't find them on Sunday morning. They can't even find them to baptize them, and so I don't put much stock in that town. Oh, bless his name. But I do want to stand. How everything's finished and the last one that wants to get across comes across.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been a standing and seen some come up and realize they didn't want to cross. Shake their head and go the other way. But every once in a while is a tow-headed boy or a thank God precious little old girl or a daddy or a mama that comes up to the Jordan and sees there's a way through. Hallelujah. I saw I want to keep standing still and standing firm until the last one gets across. Until everything God said that he wants us to do is done.
Amen.
Finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. But I want to say to you tonight, while it stood still and while it stood firm and it stood till it's finished, there come a day. There come an hour that God said to Joshua, tell him to come up out of Jordan. I'm looking forward to that. Brother Powers, you've been involved in it a lot longer than I have, and I respect you tonight. Thank God and the old men of God that have gone on before me. But I can tell you tonight, they're standing still and firm, and the finishing's about over with, and I'm listening for the royal call. Thank God for the men of God. When he says, come up out of Jordan, the last one's crossed. Everything I wanted you to say has been said. It's all finished. Just come out now. Hallelujah. When they come out and their feet struck dry ground, the waters immediately came back together. Hallelujah. Somebody said, while the Republicans are holding this thing together and the Democrats are holding this thing together, I tell you what's holding together is men of God with the ark of the covenant on their shoulders. Thank God. And little country churches around the United States. That's what's holding together.
Yes, sir.
And when they're gone, it's gone. That's right. Hallelujah. Have y'all ever wondered why the devil fights old time Holy Ghost preaching like he does?
Right. Yes, sir.
He don't mind you roasting hot dogs over at your church and having ice cream socials and hay rides. And, amen. And silly games. Amen. He only minds you having sayings over at your church. Thank God. And them potluck suppers with him. Thank God that you have to pay for either one. Amen. That don't bother him much. He wouldn't mind you having a teacher in. That don't disturb him much. Thank God. But there's something about Holy Ghost anointed preaching. There's something about the priest of God that'll shoulder the Ark of the Covenant and I'll stand in Jordan against the tide and preach whatever comes that the devil can't stand. Hallelujah. Thank God. The gospel is the word of God in power. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed, Paul said, of the gospel of Christ. For it is what? The power of God unto salvation. Unto everyone that believeth. Unto the Jew first. And also to the Greek. Hallelujah. Thank God. What did Paul say? How the religious crowd would be doing in 2 Timothy 3. In the last days, they'll have a form of godliness, but deny what? The power thereof.
Amen.
Amen. preach so-called gospel and so-called messages, but don't believe in the power that the gospel has.
Amen.
Amen. And did you know the gospel is the only thing that has the power to awaken dead sinners and translate them and transform them. Hallelujah. Woo! I believe I'll just stand till it's finished. Somebody said they some others took out. I can't help it. Hey God, I've been told how to stand in Jordan until it's all over with. And I'm just going to stand until I hear him say, come up out of Jordan. Amen. Hallelujah. First Peter 5, Peter said it like this, elders which are among you, I exhort who also am an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. When he just says, come up out of Jordan. You stood long enough. You finished what us. I command you to do. What are you looking for, preacher? A pension? What are you looking for? Hey, God, a Rolls Royce or a Mercedes? No. What are you looking for? I'm looking for the crown. Hallelujah. Hey, God, a crown of glory. I'm listening for the shout and the invitation to come up out of Jordan. Hallelujah.
Woo! Bless
his name. Well. Thank God. Come up out of Jordan. Then I will say tonight, not only did Joshua tell him to come up out of Jordan, I don't preach. Oh Lord, I need to preach on that one thing. Thank God, one point. Lord help me. How about in Exodus 34, the Lord said to Moses, come up to the mountain. The Bible said in verse 32, he said, be ready in the morning and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. Now this is not the first time that Moses has been on the mount.
Right? Yes.
In chapter 33 and chapter 32, been some mighty discouraging times for Moses.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, Aaron Hawkins to their voice, and it betrays Moses' confidence.
Right.
I mean, Aaron's his right-hand man, his mouthpiece. And he went and made a golden calf. And the people have turned and worshipped that idol.
Right.
Amen. Poor Joshua is still so young in it. He don't know the difference, thank God, in him reveling, thank God, and the sound of war.
Right.
And so it looks like Moses is left by himself. And God even says, I'm going to move out of the midst of the camp where I've been dwelling and get on the outside of them. And I'm not going up to Canaan. I'll still send my angel and you still lead them up. But I'm not going with you.
Right?
Amen. And Moses said, now, Lord, if you ain't a going, I ain't a going. Hallelujah. Oh, even if you send the hornets and if you send the angels before us, if your presence don't go with us, I'm not interested in going myself. The Lord said, all right, Moses. Thank God, I'm still not going to dwell in the midst of the people. He put his tabernacle on the outside. How sad it is today that we live in a day in the church when for the most part the Lord's on the outside instead of on the inside. He's still for us in that he drives our enemies out before us. But his presence is no longer in our midst. We no longer witness the glory as we've seen it in days gone by. Because we're stiff-necked. Hey. And we've committed idolatry of this world. Amen. And we of love, of friendship, of the world, more than we have of the fellowship of God tonight.
Right.
Woo!
Right. Right. Reach him, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Sail.
Amen. Right. Amen. And so Moses said, Lord, I'll go up. And the Lord said, all right, Moses, I'll go up. Amen.
Right.
And Moses said, Lord, before I have to take him on, show me your glory again.
Yeah.
I seen it on now. Thank God. Years ago when that bush burned with fire. But Lord, Aaron's betrayed me and Joshua. I don't know the difference, and the people have committed idolatry. I need to see your glory if I'm going to lead them on
right.
in the Canaan.
Right. Right.
And that's where this verse comes in. And he said, Moses, come on back up. There's a place by me, and God, and I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock, and I'll put my hand over you, and I'll pass by, and you'll behold my glory. And that's what he's saying. Come on up to the mount. Oh, hallelujah. Stones, and I'll give you something else to say. I'll give you something else to preach, and I'll show you my glory. Thank God, and I'll show you how to get them to Canaan. Hallelujah. I know you're defeated and discouraged and despondent, but he said, come on back up to the mount, and I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock. Thank God, and I'll let my glory pass before you.
Yes, sir.
40 more days he spent in that mountain. When he come off that time, when he got to the camp, he got to saying, hide yourself. Veil your face. Moses said, what's the matter? He said, you shining. Amen. By the way, if you spend enough time with God, you won't have to wear a t-shirt or a bumper sticker. Amen. Hallelujah. Or nothing else. Hallelujah. Thank God if you've been with him, the folks will take note of it. As a matter of fact, you've been with him enough, you can't hide it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That crowd's always trying to tell how spiritual they are. Thank God, I don't know if they're trying to convince me or themselves. Amen. Brother, if you get in your closet and pray to him in secret, he that thank God seeth in secret will reward you openly. You don't have to worry about it. It'll come out on you. If it's in you, it'll come out, and you can't hide it.
Amen. Amen.
Hey. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I reckon this is the last night. I don't want to tax your patience, but I need to preach a while.
Hallelujah.
Come up in the mount. I'll show you my glory again. Hallelujah. But now he said, don't let nobody else come up. Don't let another man be seen in the mount. Don't let another beast be on this mountain. Just me and you, Moses. And if anybody else comes in, they're going to be killed. And if any beast comes up on this mountain, thrust them through with a dart. Amen. And when he come off of that mountain, thank God, there was glory all about him. Paul said in the New Testament, thank God, that glory was the glory, thank God, of the manifestation of the covenant, thank God, of death. Amen. That first covenant that had to be disannulled. And he said, if that covenant, thank God, was that glorious, how much more glorious is this new covenant? Woo! Hallelujah. And they couldn't look on Moses' face. Thank God. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God the law came by Moses. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And the Word was made flesh. And we beheld. He didn't veil it or hide it. We beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and full of truth.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Thank God. I'm glad we can see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad, thank God, we've not come to Mount Zion. Oh, no. Thank God. But to the new Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come up to the mount. Thirdly, anybody lost sight of what I'm preaching on? Come up. Come up out of Jordan. Come up into the mount. Then I want to say in Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian eunuch said to Philip, come up in the chariot. Amen. Preacher made mention of Philip one night in the service. He's at Samaria. And a great revival has broke out. And in the midst of that, the Lord said to Philip, arise and go towards the south into the way that goeth from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And the Bible said out in that desert region is a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem far to worship. Amen. He went to worship, but he never worshiped. He left empty. And headed back home with more questions. Amen. Than he had before he went. Is that you tonight? There's a whole lot of folk come to church on Sunday. And maybe you come to revival tonight. And a whole lot of folk go to church and they leave with more questions than they have answers. They may have come to worship, but he never worshiped. As a matter of fact, he didn't know who to worship or what to worship or how to worship. Amen. And so he is going back home in a confused state. Some folks leave church are confused. Thank God. And here he is. And the Bible said he's reading out the prophet Isaiah. And thank God. And when and the Lord said, the Spirit said, join yourself to this chariot. And so here comes Philip. Thank God, trotting alongside this chariot out in the desert. Amen. As much in the will of God running beside a chariot out in the desert, he was in that red hot revival in the city.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And there's that fellow reading out the book of Isaiah. Amen. Thank God. And here's what he's reading. The Bible said, he led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And Philip said, understand what you read of? And this man said, how can I accept some man guide me? And then the Bible said in verse 31, he said to Philip, would you come up and sit with me? Come up in the chariot. Now I want to say tonight, sometimes it looks like God puts us in places, thank God, and positions that it seems mighty foolish to us. But if you're in the desert tonight, just run along the chariot. Thank God. The Lord has you there for a reason tonight. Thank God that loved one you've been talking to, witnessing to, praying for, trying to get to the house of God. Just keep running along the chariot tonight. Thank God. Hallelujah. And at the right time, God, my friend will move in their soul. And they'll invite you up in the chariot. Amen. Oh, that's a blessing, ain't it? And Philip got up there. Hey God, and he said, does this prophet speak of himself or some other man? And the Bible said, Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scriptures and preached Jesus unto him.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you tonight, the only help and hope for your soul is the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. He's all, thank God, you need tonight. And he is the only help and hope for mankind. The Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name given unto heaven among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Thank God. The Bible said there is but one God and one mediator between God and men. It's the man, Christ Jesus. Amen. He said unto the disciples in John 14, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. Let no man lay no other foundation than that which is laid, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you tonight, if you're going to get to heaven and escape the damnation of hell and be saved from your sins, you have to come through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
It is not what you know, it is who you know. Thank God. And the only way to know Him, thank God, is in the forgiveness and the free pardon of sin. The only way to get introduced to Him is the Holy Ghost of God who reveals Him to you. Amen. He said, no man can come unto me except my Father which sent me draw him. I'm trying to ask you tonight, do you know Him? Hallelujah. I'm not asking do you know about Him, but I mean, have you had a personal encounter with Him? When you leave the building tonight, I thank God, will He go to the house with you?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, He rode over here with me tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
And me and Him had some conversation.
Sure.
Before I ever hit the Georgia line, between Center, Alabama and Cave Spring, Georgia, we had some talking.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey. And then we talked some more between Cedartown and Bremen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Thank God. We may have some more conversation on the way back tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. I'm glad one blessed Saturday night, as a 13-year-old boy, thank God, he quit being the God at church and the preacher's God and my parents' God. Amen. And he became my personal Savior.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
And I went home that night, not like the Ethiopian eunuch. Thank God, but I went home that night with Christ in my soul. Hallelujah. Salvation in my heart, pillow in my head, and you, thank God, I'd found a friend indeed. Well, tonight, I'm preaching to you. He's your only source for salvation tonight. Hey, thank God. Do you know Him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just come up. When he got through preaching Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch, they came across a body of water, and he said, what hinders me from being baptized? He said, nothing if you believe. He said, I believe all my heart, and I believe Jesus, the Son of God. He got down in the water, and he baptized him, and the Bible said the Spirit called Philip away. Amen.
Right.
And the eunuch saw him no more, but he went on his way rejoicing.
Amen.
He'd been to Jerusalem, to the capital of the city of worship. Thank God. At the place where the temple was. But he left that place not having what he needed. But down there in the desert at near Gaza, he found, thank God, the one that made the difference. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you just sit on a church pew, thank God, and go through the motions and watch everybody else? Thank God, or will you leave tonight rejoicing because Christ is in you, and that's the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Come up. Come up.
Yeah.
Come up out of Jordan. Come up into the mountain.
Yeah.
Come up into the chariot. Then I'm about through. Revelation 4:1. John said, I heard a voice saying, come up hither. Amen. The scene in Revelation chapter 3 is the Laodicean in church age. It's a church that is rich and increased with goods and said, we have need of nothing. It's a church that in their works, they are lukewarm. They're not hot and they're not cold. They're just lukewarm. Amen. It's a church that the Lord Himself said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. We use it to apply to sinners, but I don't think he's talking to sinners. I think he's talking to the church. And so when the church age closes out in Revelation chapter 3, we find a church that for the most part has shut the fellowship of Christ outside. Here he has bought the church, paid for the church. Thank God. Holy Ghost supposed to be the overseer of the church. Sets a candlestick in the church. Hey, thank God. Even has the church in his hand. But yet the church has shut the door to Christ. And he's on the outside saying, thank God, in the midst of all your programs, in the midst of all your riches, in the midst of all you're doing, he said, why don't you open the door and let me fellowship with you?
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Sure, it's right.
Hallelujah. I want to say tonight, if that's where Christ is, that's where I want to be.
Right. Yeah. Right. Amen.
I'm not interested in being organized religion if he's not in it.
Right.
If they shut him out, shut me out as well.
Hey.
Hey, thank God. Hallelujah. And it is being shut out. I don't know if y'all are aware of it or not, but this old time way of worship, thank God, is being shut out in a whole lot of places. Amen. Oh, yes, thank God. Oh, yeah.
You're right.
I hate to sound so personal and make y'all think I'm the only one. I think I'm the only one. That's not what I mean. I hope you understand tonight. I was in the state of Florida back in February in the north part of Florida. In a camp meeting, preached a couple of times. And an elderly gentleman came that lived there all of his life. And he said, I'm a native of Florida. I said, well, you're a rare creature. He said, I want to tell you something else. He said, you're a dying breed. Amen. He said, that kind of preaching I grew up on, and we knew about it in North Florida, but it's foreign to us. Thank God, it's almost extinct. You're a rare breed. It's not just in North Florida. It's in Georgia,
right.
Alabama, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
Hey, thank God tonight. Hey, oh, they're shutting it out. They're shutting Christ out. Amen. That's exactly right.
Amen.
Hey, I don't want him no more. Most churches hadn't had him so long. How the Holy Ghost presence of God, they can operate fine without him.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. I want to tell you, they shut him out. And when they shut him out, they shut anybody that wants to follow him.
Right.
I'm not interested in being in fellowship over the church that's out of fellowship with him.
Amen.
I'm not interested in being the average Baptist or average Congregational Methodist. I want to go with him.
Amen.
But I realize the doors are shutting.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
I realize it's a bad close. But mark her down. When the door closes down here, or when they shut it out and shut it down here, there'll be another one open on the other side. And when it does, we'll hear the voice of the Lord say, come up, heaven. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm just alone and waiting. And I hear the sound of the trumpet and the voice of him saying, come up. Thank God they've set you out down there. But I have something prepared for you on the other side. Well, bless his name tonight. If I wasn't so tired and had so far to drive, I'd shout a spell around here tonight. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody said, you're headed out, and you're headed down, and you're about through. Oh, you don't know. I'm headed up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for him to say, come up.
Yeah.
The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. That a little while he that shall come will come, and we'll not tarry. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Oh, the scoffers say, where is the promise of his coming? But Peter said, he's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, just long suffering us, Lord, not willing that any should perish. Oh, but you can bet it. Thank God, with everything you got tonight, he's coming. Hallelujah. Thank God. And I'm listening for the royal call up from the excellent glory to come up hither.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. The world says, push you down. Let them push. They're fixing to push the last time.
Right.
Thank God. And when they push the last time, he's going to say, come up.
Yeah.
And right past them, I'm going to go. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes,
and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Sure.
Come up. I wonder, do you need to come up tonight? Some of you might just need to, thank God, pull the plow lines a little tighter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Some of you just need to come up a step or two tonight.
Yeah.
Or the reins will begin sort of slack.
Right.
And I hear him say, come up.
Amen.
Thank God. Step up a little bit. Oh, quit dragging around and holding your head down.
Yeah.
Stand still and firm in Jordan until it's finished and he's going to say, come out of Jordan.
Yes.
Maybe some of you need to come up to the mountain tonight. You've been discouraged by the way others have done and what they haven't done. You ought to come up to the mountain and let God show you his glory again. You ought to invite God into your chariot tonight and say, come on, Lord. Or invite the man of God. Hallelujah. And if you've been working on somebody and the Holy Ghost sent you to them and they ain't yet Gideon, thank God. All right, like they're interested, pray on. Thank God. Talk on. Live on before them. March on and run on beside the chariot. Thank God. And now come a day when they'll say, come up and tell me what this means.
Amen.
Press on, weary pilgrim. And the battle's about over. And thank God he's going to say when the door shuts here, come up hither.
Amen.
Everybody stand tonight. Everybody stand, please. I'm through with you. Let's sing. Play, sing. And if you need to come tonight, you ought to come.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
God spoke to you tonight, you ought to come. Maybe you just need to tighten up the traces a little bit and pull the plow out a little tighter. I don't know what you need tonight. Maybe you need to be saved. If you do, come on tonight. Or maybe you just need to be see the glory of God again. Been discouraged. That's the case. Come on. Sing when you get ready. The altar's open to you tonight. We're waiting for you. The Lord's calling tonight. Come up. Come up.
Thank you.